We're just 50 miles away or so from Gaza. In fact, as I flew in on Friday, I could see the plumes of black smoke coming up from the Gaza Strip there. And yet, just a few miles away, the situation here goes on as normal. There's very little sign of any of the violence. There have been a few peaceful demonstrations here, I'm told, but life goes on very much as normal. I've just been to a wedding in the town of Beit Sahur, celebrated by the Latin Patriarch, and things seem to be very quiet and very unaffected by the violence. But as soon as you scratch the surface and start talking to people, you find that they are furious, they're frustrated, and they're frightened. They're furious, angry at what is going on, at what they see as further violence and injustice being meted out to the Palestinian people in Gaza. They're frustrated that nobody seems to be able to do anything to stop the violence and to enforce a ceasefire. And they're very frightened that what's happening there in Gaza could spill over here into the West Bank. We're in Bethlehem University this morning, and of the nearly 11,000 students who've graduated from there since its foundation, over 400 of those young men and women currently live in Gaza. It's difficult to get information out of there. Nobody knows whether they're safe or not. And in fact, they issued an impassioned appeal this morning asking us to pray, especially for the safety of these students and their families.
Yes, about that meeting, probably you can tell us a little bit more about how the current situation is affecting them and of course, for Christians living in the region as well.
Well, Lydia, yes, the university, I have to say, really is a beacon of hope in what is a very difficult and seemingly hopeless situation here. The university was founded in 1973. It's seen its own problems in the past. It was closed down by the Israeli military between 1987 and 1990. And yet the staff and students, even at those at that hardest of times, managed to continue teaching and meeting for lessons in different locations. Many of the students come from all across the region, from Jerusalem and other towns throughout the West Bank. It's very difficult for them often still to cross through the Israeli checkpoints. They can be time-consuming, they can be humiliating, and they're a constant reminder of the occupation of their land. And yet this university is flourishing. It's constantly expanding its graduate and master degree programs. And the students are very enthusiastic and they're very committed to staying here, to the future of this country. They're both Muslim and Christian students, and they're, as I say, very, very committed to trying to build a better future here. Well, I've heard repeatedly already from all sorts of different people that education, educating future leaders, is the key to peace here. We heard Pope Benedict say exactly that, calling for wise and courageous leaders here in the region. I've heard exactly the same thing, and Bethlehem University is trying to do just that.